Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the theater news is all about numbers, not just how many understudies are being used due to you-know-what, but primarily how many folks are actually going to shows. Now, this past week, 28 played on Broadway with 238,000 tickets sold and a total gross of almost $30 million. The average ticket price was $125. Now, I'm not good at math, but compared to last week, attendance was up about 4%, I'm told. So what are the top shows? The usual suspects. Those were The Music Man making $3 million, The Lion King $2 million, Hamilton $2 million, Wicked almost $2 million, and MJ, the musical, $1.7 million. I have to say I was surprised not seeing six on the list, but my hunch is it came in, well, sixth. The bottom five were The Minutes, Paradise Square, POTUS, American Buffalo, and Come From Away. Now, several of those and others are already closing. The Minutes, American Buffalo, Plaza Suite, Macbeth all ended runs this past week or so. And a few are fighting for their theatrical lives. Now, one to keep an eye on now is Funny Girl. I've mentioned this before, which sold big at the beginning. Well, now Beanie Feldstein, the lead actress in this first Broadway revival of Funny Girl, announced that she would be leaving the production at the end of this month, 2 months earlier than expected. Playing Fanny Bryce on Broadway has been a lifelong dream of mine, and doing so for the last few months has been a great joy and true honor, Feldstein wrote. Once the production decided to take the show in a different direction, I made the extremely difficult decision to step away sooner than anticipated. Now, no one quite knows what that meant. There'll be some investigating what that meant, but the fact the production did not fare well at the Tonys certainly did not help things. Now, I mentioned that Come From Away is, well, going away, but it has to be considered a success. It's been up for several years, it's touring nationally, and was made into a film. And if you haven't seen it, this might be your moment, because one of its original stars, Jen Colella, is back in the captain's seat at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. The Tony-nominated star has returned to the musical, taking on the role she did create, Captain Beverly Bass. The show, of course, is based on the true story of a community in Newfoundland that came together in the days following 9/11 to help thousands of airline passengers who were stranded due to the closure of American airspace. It may feel a tad tired right now. On the other hand, it might be the right time to be reminded when people were actually nice to each other. And speaking of nice, an entity called Shadowland Stages in a place called Ellenville, New York, in southern Ulster County, has announced the world premiere production of Safe Home, co-written by Tom Hanks, the nicest of nice guys. It will be performed at the main stage at Shadowland Stages from July 15th through August 7th. Now, you can check that out at shadowlandstages.org. It may be worth the trip. Safe Home serves as the centerpiece of Shadowland's 37th season. It's based on the stories from Hank's book called Uncommon Type. And lucky you out there in the Berkshires, I have tried but kept missing. I have consistently missed a stand-up named Alex Edelman, who was frankly all the rage on the stage. His show, Just For Us, was a sold-out success in New York City off-Broadway, and now it's coming to the Williamstown Theater Festival. Just For Us takes the audience through anecdotes from Edelman's life, his Olympian brother, an unconventional holiday season, and a gorilla that can do sign language. But at its center is apparently a frighteningly relevant story. After a string of anti-Semitic abuse is directed at Edelman online, he decides to covertly attend a gathering of white nationalists in New York City. I predict you'll be hearing some local buzz shortly about this one. Another taste of theater, without actually going to one, is called You'll Be Swell, You'll Be Great, The Fine Art of Performance. This is a new exhibition from Helleclein Fine Art running now through August 31st. More than three dozen works of art depicting theater, film, dance, music, and circus will be available for viewing and for sale on the Helleclein site. That's Helicline. It's also available on artsy.net and firstdibs.com. Or, of course, you can go in person at this Midtown Manhattan Gallery to see this beautiful show. And good news from the Public Theater's Public Works Project. Yes, for its next offering, Shakespeare in the Park will bring back its acclaimed musical production of As You Like It. Now, the Public Works Project uniquely offers a diverse ensemble of both professional actors and community members from across New York. This one is adapted by Shayna Taub. She's the creative wonder behind that show called Suffs. And if you're not ready for Shakespeare in the Park or even attending an actual theater, there are still things to watch from home. As for me, I will be watching Theater of War's latest offering this Saturday, the 16th. The Suppliants will feature Oscar Isaac, David Strathairn, and others. These are always great readings followed by relevant conversations. So go to Theater of War's site to register. It's free, but you've got to register. Finally, did you know there was a Theater Hall of Fame? Me either. Well, the latest inductees include Bill Irwin, the actor-writer, Abe Jacob, actor and sound designer, Lynn Nottage, playwright, of course, Susan Laurie Parks, playwright, yes, and Mandy Patinkin, we know who he is, and Notsati Shang, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, also a playwright. To be eligible for induction, one must have given 25 years of distinguished service to the American theater and at least 5 major production credits on Broadway. Well, it's a strong list this time, so Jill, we say to this group, thank you for your service.
Well, well, well. What? And how do they have new candidates every year?
Yes, I guess they do. I guess they do. It's very unusual. There is an organization that does this. I literally had never heard of it. It seems to combine, I mean, somebody like Lynn Nottage, she's been around a while, but she's still relatively, you know, very active. Mandy Patinkin's much older. So it seems to be, I don't know how they decide. They obviously have criteria. But yet more awards go, you know.
All right. And as for a Funny Girl, I don't know about the new direction, but you know how things get round. So a friend of a friend who's in the whatever seems to believe that it at least for the moment is going to continue. How's that for diplomacy?
Yeah, I think it's going to, you know, she had announced about 3 weeks ago,
right,
that she was only going to do it through the end of
September.
Yeah, in the fall. Now she's cutting that by 2 months. Who knows? She just got engaged to be married. It's certainly on the half price ticket. I mean, you know, tickets are not expensive for that show. So, I'm not convinced that it'll be here much past the summer, but I've been saying that all along, even though it started, it was a very hot show when it started. But boy, things can fizzle fast for different reasons. A, it probably was never meant to be revived. B, nobody can ever be another Barbra Streisand. C, it's probably not that great, sort of not that great a show without somebody like Streisand. And I don't know. I know people who've seen it. They enjoyed it. A lot of these shows, I keep saying Paradise Square, I would say, would be the next one to finally give up, even though it just won a big Tony Award. But company is closing. It's going to be a quiet summer on Broadway, I can tell you.
And this dates me, but do you remember when Miss Saigon, I think it was Miss Saigon, and it opened in August or something. This is a long, long time ago. But that really picked things up.
So did Hamilton. Hamilton opened in August, and that was considered very risky, maybe July, after its great run at the Public. They knew it was going to Broadway, but they said, no, you don't open a show in the summer. That just doesn't happen. and they worried about it. Well, Hamilton certainly proved you can open a show in the
summer. Prior to that, and again, you know, that they had done it with, I believe, as I say, I believe it was Miss Saigon, and I believe also that it, you know, generated the benefit of doing it is, you know, there was nothing really going on, so it was wow, and it did get that attention. So I don't know.
I'll tell you the show that's going to be that this summer, and that's the new version of Into the Woods, which came from the Encores, which, you know, Into the Woods had not been done for a long time. There was a very, it was a successful show, many, many places. God, my daughter played Cinderella. Anyway, they just did it at Encores, and it got rave reviews, and quickly has already moved to Broadway and is just got a rave review today in the New York Times.
Really?
People are loving it. My daughter just saw it and said it's amazing. Who knows why all of a sudden a production hits the right moment. So that's probably going to be the surprise show. And don't forget that Chicago came from Encores, and it's in its 25th year. So
no, I don't. And I remember when I say I remember, but once again, you know, people who were involved with the original one at the Martin Beck, when it was still the Martin Beck. And and it was revived, I don't know what, about 7 or 8 years ago. I remember that, but it just kind of didn't, it was kind of flat. So I guess they've got, something's happened.
Something's happened in the woods. It's an incredible cast. Apparently the actors are having so much fun. The audience can't stop cheering. So that's on my top of my list when I come back to New York. I'll tell you that, among other people. So anyway, keep an eye on Into the Woods.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.